This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and hello everyone. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled. Today's guest is someone really inspiring, and I'm excited because we're talking about sport, school life, and doing good things for the community. His name is Muhammad Saad Azhar. He's a year 12 student at Wellington College, and he plays cricket as a right-arm fast bowler. He's also been part of the Wellington under-17 and under-19 squads, which is a huge achievement. Saad was born in Lahore, and he was raised in Christchurch, and now he lives in Wellington. So he has lived in different places and has lots of stories. And he's also been doing community work since he was about 10, volunteering with his mom and helping with community initiatives. Saad, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Kurt. How are you?
I'm very good. Let's get started for our first segment. Around the World with Khaled. Saad, let's start with your story. You were born in Lahore, then Christchurch, and now Wellington. When you think about all three places, what's one thing you remember most from each?
I think probably when I moved from Lahore, I think probably my friends from Christchurch. I think that was something that I remember growing up. You know, even when I moved to Wellington, I think I remembered that the most out of all the three places that I've kind of lived in.
Yeah, Wellington is a great city to live in. When did cricket first become your thing? Was there a moment when you thought, yep, I love this sport?
I kind of always, like, it was always kind of there through my dad because he used to play. Even in Pakistan, like, I always had a bat, but I didn't really, like, play that much. In church, my dad made, like, a social team where, like, they'd go out on Saturday and Sunday and they'd play cricket for the 2 days. And, you know, being a young kid, most exciting thing for me was going to go watch my dad play. And sometimes, you know, when the fielders would get tired, they'd ask me to hop on to the field, and that's when I'd go field. And just as a fielder, it was like really exciting for me, you know, to be playing. And then when I moved to Wellington, that was like my first season as a proper like club, playing club cricket for Johnsville. And that's kind of where it all started from. And then went into school cricket with Wellington College, and that's kind of where it's all been going.
Cricket is like a great opportunity, especially when you're like learning from a family member. For listeners who don't know cricket well, what does a fast bowler do?
They take the new ball, so it's like they bowl the first over of the game normally. Or even just kind of depends really. They just try bowl as fast as they can, to be fair, in simple words.
And what do you love about being a fast bowler?
I think I'd probably say the fact that you can kind of just, there's like less pressure on you compared to being a batsman. And like, I think it's just, it gives you clarity as a fast bowler that you just have to get the batsman out. Yeah. That's kind of it.
What's the most exciting part of a match for you? The first ball, getting a wicket, the team hype, or something else?
I think the team hype after getting a wicket is probably one. You know, being a fast bowler, I think once you get that first wicket, the team's really up for it. Like, everyone gets really, like, hyped. That's a great feeling.
Yeah. You've been in the Wellington under-17 and under-19 squads. What has changed for you when you started playing at that level?
I think the biggest thing is like you start realizing how big things are getting. Obviously, when I first made the squad for under-17s, I was only year 10. And I think that was my first realization where I was like, okay, well, this is kind of getting serious now. You know, I have to train better, all that stuff, you know, like all these little things. Slowly you start becoming a professional in a professional environment. So I think it gets really hectic pretty fast, but it's a great experience, you know, like you're doing what you do, so.
Yeah, starting something, it gets really hard. So, yeah. What's one thing people don't realize about cricket training?
Actually, it can get pretty... I think cricket overall is taken as a sport where it's like, oh, like you kind of just stand around for hours, but like it's actually pretty like, it's pretty hectic, like on the body. Well, like when you're training twice a week, you know, you're playing 2 to 3 games a week. Like it's actually pretty hard. But yeah, that's probably something people don't realize, that it can get pretty grueling. But yeah.
Yeah. When I start doing things, it's actually really hard for me too. And then I get better. Okay, school life. You're a year 12. How do you balance schoolwork and sport without losing your mind?
I think... it's great having very supportive teachers at school. That let you, I think a big thing, that'll help me going forward as well. And probably any other kid are probably the extensions and stuff you can get through sport. Having supportive teachers is definitely one. And then obviously, you know, having a tutor or anything like that, like it definitely helps, you know, keeping up with the studies at school.
Then you'll have extra. Now community work. You started volunteering when you were around 10. What kind of things do you actually do when you volunteer?
I think when I first started, it was kind of just helping out around, like, you know, something as simple as just setting up chairs or stuff like that, you know, helping clean after. But as I got older, you know, last year, the Pakistani community, they hosted the Pakistani cricket team. And I think that was kind of my first time ever like emceeing in front of such a big crowd and such an important crowd, you know, watching all your like idols standing in front of you and you're like talking to them. It was like, it was a great experience. So that's kind of what I do. But other than that, you know, just again, like I said, something as simple as setting up chairs, like that goes a long way.
Yeah, that's good for a starter. What's one community moment that made you feel like proud, that I'm really glad that I helped?
I think definitely emceeing last year was definitely one. You know, being a cricketer, emceeing someone like all those cricketers in front of you, it was just like, it was a great experience. I think it was great to, like, I guess, stand there and talk to all the, I guess, the important people, you can call them, I guess. And yeah, all that was definitely one moment as a volunteer where I was like, yeah, this is good for me.
And last question for this segment. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice about sport or life, what would it be?
Probably say always kind of, I don't know, I guess always have faith. That's pretty broad, but I think anything can happen. You know, whatever you're working towards, if it's not coming at the time that you want it to, it will eventually come. So I guess just keep having faith, keep working hard, and just, you know, let things happen how they will.
And, like, don't give up,
Exactly, yeah.
Now let's move on to our next segment, my favorite. Kudit's Kids Corner. Okay, Saad, now it's game time. These are quick, fun, and a bit silly. This is a game called Pick One and Explain.
Yep.
Big stadium match or a small local match?
Oh, as of now, I'd probably say small local match.
Yeah, I don't like it, like, too cloudy too. Yeah. Training in the morning or training in the evening?
Definitely in the evening.
Being the calm teammate or the hype teammate?
Hype teammate for sure.
Winning by a little bit or winning by a lot?
I think winning by a little bit always just kind of keeps you in the game.
Yeah. Traveling for a match or playing at home?
Traveling, definitely.
Now, let's move on to our next game. It's called This or That. Pizza or biryani?
Oh, I'd probably say biryani, but it has to be my mom's.
That's very nice of you. Netflix or YouTube?
Oh, used to be YouTube, but I'd probably say Netflix now.
Yeah. Summer or winter?
Summer for sure.
Phone calls or texting?
Oh, probably say phone calls.
Spicy food or mild food?
Say mild.
Early sleep or late night?
Probably not a good example as an athlete, but probably late night.
Yeah, especially as a teenager.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna play a game called Finish the Sentence. Before a big match, I always.
Oh, don't eat. Yeah, I don't eat before a game.
The best feeling in sport is.
Winning something that you've kind of worked towards, like a tournament or something.
A teacher I respect is someone who.
Helps me out.
One thing I'm working on improving is.
Probably my mental side of the game.
The advice I'd give to someone younger is.
Keep working hard.
That's great advice. Okay, now we're gonna play a game calling myth. Okay, so you have to say myth or fact, and then you explain quickly.
All right.
Fast bowlers never get nervous.
Myth.
Cricket is only about strength.
Myth.
The team vibe can change the whole match.
Myth. Yeah, fact.
You can tell a lot about a person by how they train.
Fact.
Okay, now let's move on to our next segment and get a bit serious. Let's talk life. Saad, what helps you stay motivated when you're tired or don't feel like training?
I think it's just about like how much you love the sport. Obviously, if you don't love it, you're not going to be motivated to do any training or any, anything that helps you get better at it. So I think it's just probably just how much I love it, just the passion.
Yeah, and then you get more professional and get better. What's
Yeah, really.
something cricket has taught you about life, not sport, but life?
I think I kind of touched on this before, is always having faith, like anything could happen. Just a small example was I wasn't picked in the under 17 team I wanted to make really badly initially. And then a day before the tournament, I got a call that, someone's been injured and I'm coming into the team. So I think that little thing just kind of always teaches you that you got to always have faith.
Yeah.
So what the situation is, always have faith.
Yeah, joining in for others. Have you ever had a bad game or a tough moment?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Many, and I'm sure many more will come as well. But I think as long as you treat them as learnings, they go a long way.
Yeah, so how do you bounce back the next day?
I think having a strong support system's key. Behind
Yeah.
you, like your parents, your coach, whoever it is, and
Yeah.
most importantly, not letting it become a big thing, because you got to realize that you've got to turn around, you've got a short turnaround into another game, and you can't let the previous game, kind of flow into your next game. So I think
Yeah.
that's important.
Yeah, and your confidence builds up when a parent or coach it's telling
Yeah,
you.
sure.
What does being a good teammate actually look like?
I think playing a big one's definitely playing according to the situation, what the team requires from you, your role, team, whatever it may be. I think that's key. And then most importantly, I think if you're not having a good game yourself, make sure that if someone else is having a good game, you help them out, you're supporting them, even on the sidelines or if it's in the field, whatever it is, just be really supportive of your teammates.
Yeah, that's really nice. Since you've been volunteering for years, what do you think kids your age can do to help the community in a small in small ways?
I think definitely, like I'd said before, like something as small as, you know, setting up chairs, it can go a long way, you know. Coming early, like, for example, we do end of the day over here. You know, I see a lot of the kids that are younger than me, some older than me, some the same age as me. They just come early on in the day, say like 5, 6 o'clock. They'll come, they'll start helping out from then. Even if it's little things, you know, like just being there, even answering questions of like any person who's lost around the place, you know, just little things like that, you know, they can go a long way. So that's definitely very important, I think.
That's something really important. What's one thing you're proud of outside cricket?
I think probably like the volunteering stuff for sure. That's definitely one. You know, being able to help out with communities, you know, when they don't have that many volunteers, and that's definitely one, I think.
If you could say one message to the kids listening who want to be good at something, what would you tell them?
I think definitely realizing that if you like the thing or not that you want to be good at first, and then just, you know, just working as hard as you possibly can. That's definitely important. I think hard work, like it just, it's a necessity in whatever it is that you're doing. So
that's, yeah, definitely, just like not giving up and keep going. And one last question, but it's not really according to this segment. If you had a pet dragon, what would you do to him to train it to be like a good dragon?
I don't really know. That's a very good question. I'd probably just, I don't know, kind of treat it almost like a sibling, I'd say. You know, kind of teach things, help them out, you know, all those type of things, you know, feed them, I guess. And eventually, you know, I hope they pick up the characteristics of me and then start, I guess, kind of acting like a human. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Cause I've never gotten a pet before, because yeah. I feel like not like a pet human, but I feel like I like humans and friends more. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I really enjoyed talking to you today. Last question, and it's a special one. When you think about your future, what kind of person do you want to become?
I think someone that's definitely caring and kind, for sure. I think those two things, they go a long way. You know, people definitely, you know, they get along with people that are kind, caring, and I think those two things, they take you a long way in life. So
yeah. And then that person will get lots of good friends.
Yeah.
Thank you for everyone listening to Global Kids with Kidded. Until next time, kia ora and alafis. Lafis.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.